0TR, W2G. Another one of those instances where a car and a motorcycle don't like to meet up with each other. The motorcycle into the side of the driver's side door of the car.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah, we saw one on the way to Spartanburg one day, and it had been Honda Goldwing, just past Gap Creek Road on 29, and the rider was laying face down on the concrete in the middle of the highway. Nobody was doing anything, so I don't think that turned out too good.
When the cycle was laying there, the police was there. I didn't see an ambulance or fire truck or anything around. It probably just occurred in the last minutes or so, but I didn't see a rider down on the ground. His helmet was over on the side of the road, so it's like he got off and went over and took the helmet off because it's laying over in the grass by the Waffle House, the end of the Waffle House area. So, like I said, I didn't see anybody laying on the ground, so I hope he came out of it okay.
Yeah, don't we all hope he come out of it? Well, a car's about 4-1 heavier than a motorcycle, so you kind of figure who's going to win that battle.
I'm knowing this one because this was a little bitty small car. You remember my little silver car. This was a sedan, not even an SUV type, but a sedan type that was looked like not much bigger than my little HHR is.
I got a text from Jerry earlier, and he come through his surgery all right and is recuperating at home. That was good to hear.
Oh, that's right. Today was his day for surgery, earlier in the week was it? Was it today he had the surgery or earlier in the week?
It was last week, but he's doing fine, and that's great news to hear. And we got some great hospitals around here.
Yeah, we do. I found out from my sister yesterday that she's got to go back and have more surgery done on her shoulder. Now, not for the rotator cuff, but for tendons and a few other things around it where it's got some problems. And she's hoping, and the doctor says that this surgery that they're going to have to do should take care of the problem, because the thing she's worried about is if this doesn't take care of the problem, then it's a total shoulder replacement. I'm looking forward to something like that, as they say.
You know what you mean, I've had it. Well, I got the chills now, and I don't have any fever or anything, and I had that when I was in Gulfport the other day, and I just sit here shaking like a dog shaking off water for some reason.
Well, everything's back up and running at my house. At least it was when I left, and he left, and taking care of him, and he's on his way back. He's going to come back Monday and do some cleanup, but other than that, and also I'm going through a school zone here, and traffic was backed up for a little bit because the cop was letting people out of the school, and they got two exits from the school. And, of course, there's a different cop at each one, and they stop people at one and let people out, and then they stop them at the other one and let people out, and people get backed up back at the first one, so. But it's moving now.
Well, Bernice is making homemade bread over here, so I'm going to go over there and stand by the oven in lieu of a wood stove. It's not cold in here by any means. It's like 74. But I can't stop shaking, and that really stinks.
A cup of tea or a hot cup of coffee, one of the two, that'll warm you up. Or if she's got some soup, have a hot cup of soup.
She'll make me some tea. She's got stew for supper left over. That's what we're going to have with homemade bread. And boy, they look beautiful, I'll tell you.
Let it go home and move the stuff that's in the styrofoam container to a plate that I can put in the oven and put in the microwave, warm up. It looks like some pulled pork there goes the highway patrolman, and he made a U-turn and hit the blue lights as somebody went flying by the other way. Anyway, I'm going to go home, got pulled this pulled pork, and it's got mashed potatoes with it. It's got some kind of casserole with it all over on a plate I can put in the microwave and warm it up. And that's going to be my late lunch, early supper.
Rusty. Well, I hope that highway patrolman is catching whoever it was if they're near a school zone. But he might be responding to that motorcycle accident. Who knows?
I saw he left before I got down to where it was, but he stopped there, and he was sitting there. But the city had it; it's considered in Spartanburg City, and they were taking care out there, and they were taking care of it out there. And there was no and looked like it was just vehicle damage. Motorcycle was laying on the ground; it was about as big as a car, and then the car was sitting there with it nosed into the driver's side. So the city had it covered. So he came on down the road, and he just flipped. This is beyond the school, and he was coming the same way I was. And he flipped, did a 180 real quick, hit the blue lights, and went the other way after somebody that was flying towards us. I guess they didn't realize it was a cop car coming at them.
K-8-man radar they run nowadays makes no mistakes. It's like the fire control radar on an air intercept.
High-level stuff and all. But he was going towards the driver, and like I said, this guy was doing the speed limit along that section of road's 40 miles an hour, but the guy that was coming up that road, he had to be flying at about 55 to 60, so I can understand why that cop did the UE and went after him, particularly since he was headed towards the school zone.
There's a lot of crazy drivers around here, Rusty. Well, I better let you go, Rusty. I don't feel all that great. I'm shaking like the dickens, and I don't know what to do. But at any rate, I'll catch you down the line, W2T, and thank goodness we got people like Dave. I'm glad he could take care of you. This is NZLTR clear.
All right, you have a good one this afternoon. Go get you a warm cup of tea, get a warm slice of that fresh bread, and you'll warm up from the inside out, my friend. Talk to you later. N0TR, W2T, 73s.